Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In today's meditation and visualization, we're going to be placing our attention and focusing in on some exciting and inspiring ways to shape shift forms. You'll be taken on an imaginative journey to a delightful winter cabin. While there, you will have several unique opportunities to expand and be playful with a few new ideas. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you're not going to be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones now or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself. If you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something, know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space. And if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this, and when you're ready to start the podcast again, I will be right here with you where we will continue together. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up, and invite you now to just close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe in and out. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself having arrived by train after a one-day trip that took you through the Rocky Mountains. You enjoyed your time in a specially appointed rail car where you had time to look out and enjoy the majestic scenery that captured many elements within a snowy white winter wonderland. You were cozy and comfortable throughout the trip, and now you are curious about your final destination. As you are noticing, you are arriving at the train station. Next, you meet Alan, your guide, who welcomes you warmly and invites you to take a seat in his vehicle. Together, you are driven a few miles further outside of the small town, and arrive at a well-appointed private cabin. This cabin has been prepared just for you to enjoy and to unwind in. As you pull up to the cabin, you can see that there are strings of white lights all around the cabin. You notice, too, that there's also twinkling white lights on a few of the many gorgeous Douglas fir trees. These trees are near the front and sides of the cabin. Next, you see there is a warm golden glow coming from the windows of the cabin as you are able to see in closer now. You notice now a wooden carved sign near the front porch that says, "Welcome to Outlook Cabin." Alan explains that legend has it that anyone who comes to spend time at Outlook Cabin will have several meaningful opportunities to expand and edit their outlook on things. Outlook Cabin is said to be a magical place where, because of its unique and specific location, has special qualities of being able to bring things into the space in profound and enlightening ways. Alan brings in your suitcase, as well as some extra supplies and special items that he will share with you later. Before you open the door and go through the threshold, at the front door, Alan suggests that you answer a question. You answer the question he suggests with first thought, best thought. Don't overthink this. What do you wish others understood about you? And what do you wish that they would just accept about you? As you're thinking about this, you see Alan motioning to you to stomp your feet 3 times and to do it with emphasis, like you mean it. After you do this, Alan offers the quote by Paula Spencer. Getting to what matters. If you want to be truly understood, you need to say everything three times, in three different ways. Once for each ear, and once for the heart. Alan says you might want to reflect upon this experience and the quote even after you leave this space. Now, inside the cabin, you're amazed at the scene before you, and you are also really intrigued by how your senses have such an array of things to feast upon. Your eyes pick up on the plush, comfy furniture that looks so appealing to you as it's done up in your favorite colors. Your gaze goes now to the center of the room where you see a warm, crackling wood fire, and on the coffee table you see a guest book and a pen. You can smell the rich scent of boughs from the trees of cedars and firs. Your eyes take in the mantle of the fireplace, and you take in that the whole interior of this cabin is great. It's so beautiful and rustic, and yet it's so well appointed and has everything that you need for your time here. While Alan gets a few things put away and attends to things in the kitchen, you're invited to sit in a comfortable chair near the fireplace. As you open the guest book, the last person who was there before you left a detailed note. Dear new guest, you are in for a surprise, and I hope that you will have the courage to go with what is asked of you. There are two ice chests outside the back door of the cabin. One ice chest is labeled spring water ice. The other is labeled river ice. Take a small chunk of ice from the spring water chest first and put it in a big pot on the stove and melt it. This is a ritual I did, and you can too. This is to remind you that you can take this frozen ice that came from the deep water springs of the earth and melt it back into a liquid form. From there, you can cook up something new on the stove once the water has melted. For example, from this base of fresh water, you can make many new things such as a delicious soup. You can use your imagination to come up with new recipes, so to speak, for your life. Recipes that you know will suit you and please you better. Think of this metaphor as it can apply symbolically to your own life. Where is there a wellspring of water that you can tap into that can bring you certain new flavors and things that you want to take in to nourish you? What do you want to take in that is pleasurable or more satisfying? And what can you do and add freshly each day in order to create a new recipe in some area in your life? Think of this as a potential new joy diet, a diet for your life where you get to choose ingredients that nourish and please you. You go back and read the next instructions that are suggested in the guest book. You go back outside and pick out a chunk of ice from the river ice. This time you heat the chunk of river ice in a pot on the stove, but this time you are to bring the pot up to a slow simmer. And as you watch the ice slowly melt, your task is to imagine what has been stuck and frozen in the flow in the river of your own life. What has been left to become frozen that needs now to be thawed out? What needs to be thawed out and released back into the flow of life? Only you know what this is. You remember now in the instructions in the guest book where you read as part of the note a hint. We tend to make the thing in the way the way. What thing is in the way of you moving forward in some area of your life with more fluid ease? As you ponder this, you read the next instruction. Once the water is cooled, feel free to walk with Alan out to the river behind the cabin to the left. Although the river is partially frozen, you can still find a safe spot to empty the water from your pot into the river that is still flowing freely. Now set an intention, and if it feels right, you will want to release something that was frozen or may still be frozen in your life. You want to be able to have that peace that has been stuck or frozen rejoin into the river of life. Next, you come back to a roaring outdoor fire, and you notice that it's set in the center of some large rocks, and you and Alan sit together on a bench. Alan laughs a bit and shows you some of the things he has put together. Alan explains that he brought some marshmallows, as well as some awesome quality chocolate, and of course, graham crackers, to have as a solid base for you to make some s'mores. Alan wants you to experience making s'mores in this setting and to make them over this fire. Alan says the word s'mores fast and then says with a laugh, "What are some more things, some s'mores of something that you want more for yourself in your life?" Alan invites you to think of the soft, pillowy white marshmallows, and he gives you some for you to squish and feel in your hands. And as you do, you feel the softness of the marshmallows. Alan asks you, in your life currently, are you wanting some new or better soft places to land? What would bring you more comfort and joy? Perhaps it's security of some kind, or the support of another? What is it for you? Maybe you want the gift of being given some softer and kinder, authentic words from someone you care about. Soft, kind, loving words that would validate you in a specific way. Maybe they are words that you've been longing to hear. Remember, when marshmallows get heated up, they become slightly ooey and gooey. What are you craving in your life now that would make you feel ooey and gooey in a love-filled way? What do you know would absolutely touch your heart and make you feel loved? Now think about the ingredients and the qualities that you can relate to regarding the ingredient of chocolate in the s'mores recipe. This chocolate has richness, depth, and lots of intense flavor. What are you craving or desiring in your life that has depth, intensity, and layers of richness to it? How can you call in what symbolically these ingredients represent for you? What is a small step that you can take once you leave this space to activate this s'more ingredient for yourself? And as you ponder the foundational platform of the graham cracker now, what are you in need of in your own life to feel a strong foundation in some area of your life? If you had a strong foundation of, say, confidence, for example, imagine all the different possible ways you could then build from. There could be lots more. It's up to you. And it's up to you what variations of the s'more recipe you want to experiment with. You begin to ponder all of this, and you are taken in the moment, sitting outside and eating the s'mores and thinking about the s'mores and the mores in your life and the potential of things. As you're feeling inspired and cozy by the fire, you remember that Alan said at the beginning of today's journey that the legend has it that anyone who comes to spend time at Outlook Cabin will have several meaningful opportunities to expand and edit their outlook on things. And as you prepare to leave this space, know that you can come back and enjoy this space anytime. Alan has prepared a few things for you to take with you when you go in order to remind you of your experiences here. There's a snapshot of you standing beside the Outlook Cabin sign, and there's one of you sitting by the indoor fire reading the notes in the guest book. There's a picture of you bringing in an ice chunk from the spring water ice chest, and of you melting the pure water and making a new delicious recipe for yourself. There's a picture of you melting a chunk of ice from the river chest, and then of you melting it and cooling it and emptying the water back into the river to mark a ritual of release for you of getting back into the flow in some area of your life. Finally, you have the memories captured of you relating to the building blocks of how to make s'mores and how you can really enjoy more in your own life moving forward. As you say goodbye to Alan, you take along the gifts that he has given you today. And now I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Relax. And when it feels right, you can begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers. You can take the time now to bring yourself back up into a seated position. And beginning to sense your back into this time and space, and opening your eyes. I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me, and until next time, I wish you well.